Chapter 24. Title of our message tonight, from our text, from the book of Luke, is Jesus Must. Jesus Must. Luke chapter 24, verse 1 through 12, we'll limit our reading to those verses. Now upon the first day of the week, very early in the morning, they came unto the sepulchre, bringing the spices which they had prepared, and certain others with them. And they found the stone rolled away from the sepulchre. And they entered in and found not the body of the Lord Jesus. And it came to pass, as they were much perplexed thereabout, behold, two men stood by them in shining garments. And as they were afraid and bowed down their faces to the earth, they said unto them, Why seek ye the living among the dead? He is not here, but is risen. Remember how he spake unto you when he was yet in Galilee, saying, The Son of Man must be delivered into the hands of sinful men, and be crucified, and the third day rise again. And they remembered his words, and returned from the sepulchre, and told all these things unto the 11 and to all the rest. It was Mary Magdalene and Joanna, Mary the mother of James, and the other women that were with them, which told these things unto the apostles. And their words seemed to them as idle tales, and they believed them not. Then arose Peter and ran unto the sepulchre, and stooping down, he beheld the linen cloths laid by themselves, and departed, wondering in himself at that which was come to pass. Verse number 12. Well, no, verse number 12 is where I wanted to stop. Verse number 7. Jesus Christ spoke these words before they came to pass. The angels are rehearsing how Jesus Christ spoke these words back when he was in Galilee, before the time of his entering Jerusalem. And Jesus said back then, before his death, burial, and resurrection, before he went into Jerusalem, before these things were realized, he says, we must go to Jerusalem, and the Son of Man must be betrayed. He must be killed. He must rise again. And the angels call these who have come to the grave and find it empty. Remember what Jesus said. Well, what did Jesus say? Verse 7. Jesus said, back before it was realized, the Son of Man must be delivered into the hands of sinful men. I believe the sinful men that are spoken about here are the people of Rome. The Jews had no authority, they had no right, they had no ability to crucify anybody. If somebody was going to be crucified, the Romans had to do it. That's why they went to Pilate and tried to get Pilate to sentence Christ to death. Jesus said, the Son of Man must be delivered into the hands of sinful men. the Son of Man must be crucified. Must be crucified. And the Son of Man must, on the third day, rise again. These are absolute musts. Before it all happened, looking towards Jerusalem, looking towards going there and giving himself and submitting himself to these authorities, he told us, and we looked at this weeks ago, maybe months ago, earlier in the book of Luke, Jesus said, we must go to Jerusalem and I must be delivered, I must be crucified, I must rise again. In verse number 6, the angels said to the women and those who'd come to prepare the body for its permanent burial, the angel said in verse 6, he is not here, but he is risen. Remember how he spake unto you when he was yet in Galilee. He must be delivered, crucified, and risen. Remember how he told you he must have these things done unto him. Remember. In verse number 24 through 27, you have these folks on the road to Emmaus who Jesus Christ appeared to, and they talked to Jesus about all that had happened at Jerusalem. All that had happened. And Christ kind of spoke to them as though he didn't know, wanting to see what they knew. And they tell him about how these ladies have come to the tomb and they have found it empty. Where have you been? You haven't heard about this? It's news. And they speak about these women in verse 24. And certain of them which were with us went to the sepulchre and found it even as the woman had said. But him they saw not. These women came, claiming the tomb was empty. Peter and others, brethren amongst us, went and they found the tomb empty. Just like he said. But they didn't see Jesus anywhere. They didn't see Jesus. Then Jesus said unto these people on the road to Emmaus, O fools and slow of heart to believe all that the prophets have spoken. O you who are slow to get it. O you who are slow to understand what the prophets told you. Jesus must be delivered. He must be crucified. He must be risen the third day. It must be because Jesus Christ said it would be. Jesus Christ must be delivered. He must be crucified. He must be risen the third day because the Word of God, the prophets and the poets and the law of Moses all told us he must. Jesus calls them slow. Slow to understand, slow to grasp that these things must have been. These things had to be. Ought not Christ to have suffered these things and to enter into his glory? Should this not have happened? And beginning at Moses and all the prophets, he expounded unto them in all the scriptures the things concerning himself. You got a problem with long sermons. Do you got a problem with long sermons? Well, somehow or another, Jesus Christ preached unto these folks on the road to Emmaus the law of Moses, the law of the prophets, even those things that were contained amongst the poets. And he opened it all to their understanding, declaring that Jesus must be delivered, and he was. He must be crucified, and he was. He must rise again, and he did, because it is written in the law and the prophets. However long it took, Jesus Christ took the time to explain all that the scriptures have to say about Jesus. And here's something that might come as a shock to some of you sitting in these pews tonight. The Bible is full of Jesus. The Old Testament, the law, all of the prophets, the books of poetry, they're all filled with Jesus. He's everywhere. Do you see him? Do you grasp it? Beginning at Moses and the prophets, he expounded unto them all the scriptures and the things concerning himself. In verse 44 and 45, after leaving these folks on the road to Emmaus, he appears to the 11, around verse 36, reveals himself unto them, eats meat before them to prove he was alive and well, and all has happened according to God's plan. And in verse 44, he said unto them, "These are the words which I spake unto you while I was yet with you, that all things must be fulfilled, which were written in the law of Moses and in the prophets and in the Psalms concerning me." Then opened he their understanding that they might understand the scriptures. He must be delivered. He must be crucified. He must rise again. He must be turned over to the hands of the Romans. He must be killed and his life must be taken. As he submitted and yielded it up to man, and he must rise again. He must, because Jesus Christ said beforehand it would happen. He must, because the law of the prophets all speak about those things. He must, because Jesus Christ told them that these things are all found in the law of Moses and the prophets and the Psalms concerning him. And he opened their understanding that they might understand the scriptures, that he must, Jesus must. Now, in verse 46 and 47, "And said unto them," Jesus Christ speaks these words in verse 44. Then we're told he opened their understanding that they might understand the scriptures that they spoke about Jesus and how he must go through all these things. Then it picks up with Jesus saying in verse 46, "Thus it is written." Where is it written? In scripture. In the Word of God, in the Bible. "Thus it is written, and thus it behooved Christ to suffer and to rise from the dead the third day, and that repentance and remission of sins should be preached in his name among all nations, beginning at Jerusalem." He must be delivered, he must be crucified, he must rise again the third day. Had to. He foretold it. The scriptures record it. He prepared his people for this. He must. But here in verse 46 and 47, we find instructions telling us that he must. He must suffer and die. He must. He must be raised the third day. and he must be preached. He must be preached among all the nations beginning at Jerusalem. See, in that seventh verse, he must be delivered, crucified, and risen. In 46 and 47, he must suffer and die. Thus it is written, and thus it behooved Christ to suffer. He had to suffer, but death is included in that. He had to suffer, and he had to die before he could what? Be raised from the dead the third day. So just a little bit different wording, different application. In verse 46 and 47, Jesus must suffer and die. He must rise again on the third day. And repentance and remission, repentance and forgiveness of sins must be preached in his name everywhere it can be taken to. It behooved him to suffer and die. It behooved him to raise from the dead the third day. It behooved him that repentance and forgiveness of sins should be preached in his name everywhere. Everywhere. Get your Bible, Brother Derek. Can you stand up and read Psalms 22 for us? And everybody turn over there to Psalms 22. Let me find it here. He must suffer and die. Psalm 22, verse 1 through 21, if you would, brother, reveals this truth to us from the Old Testament.
My God, why hast thou forsaken me? Why art thou so far from helping me and from the words of my roaring? O my God, I cry in the daytime, but thou hearest not, and in the night season, and am not silent. But thou art holy, O thou that inhabitest the praises of Israel. Our fathers trusted in thee. They trusted, and thou didst deliver them. They cried unto thee, and were delivered. They trusted in thee, and were not confounded. But I am a worm, and no man, a reproach of men, and despised of the people. All they that see me laugh me to scorn. They shoot out the lip. They shake the head, saying, He trusted on the Lord that he would deliver him. Let him deliver him, seeing he delighted in him. But thou art he that took me out of the womb. Thou didst make me hope when I was upon my mother's breast. I was cast upon thee from the womb. Thou art my God from my mother's belly. Be not far from me, for trouble is near, for there is none to help. Many bulls have compassed me. Strong bulls of Bashan have beset me round. They gaped upon me with their mouths as a ravening and roaring lion. I am poured out like water, and all of my bones are out of joint. My heart is like wax. It is melted in the midst of my bowels. My strength is dried up like a potsherd, and my tongue cleaveth to my jaws, and thou hast brought me into the dust of death. For dogs have compassed me. The assembly of the wicked have enclosed me. They pierced my hands and my feet. I may tell all my bones. They look and stare upon me. They part my garments among them, and cast lots upon my vesture. But be not thou far from me, O Lord. All my strength, haste thee to help me. Deliver my soul from the sword, my darling from the power of the dog. Save me from the lion's mouth, for thou hast heard me from the horns of the unicorns. I will declare thy name unto my brethren. In the midst of the congregation will I praise thee. Ye that fear the Lord, praise him. All ye the seed of Jacob, glorify him. And fear him, all ye the seed of Israel. For he hath not despised nor abhorred the affliction of the afflicted, neither hath face from him. But when he cried unto him, he heard. My praise shall be of thee and the great congregation. I will pay my vows before them that fear him. The meek shall eat and be satisfied. They shall praise the Lord that seek him. Your heart shall live forever. All the ends of the world shall remember and turn unto the Lord, and all the kindreds of the nations shall worship before thee. For the kingdom is the Lord's, and he is the governor among the nations. All they that be fat upon earth shall eat and worship. All they that go down to the dust shall bow before him, and none can keep alive his own soul. A seed shall serve him. It shall be accounted to the Lord for a generation. They shall come and shall declare his righteousness unto a people that shall be born that he hath done this.
Amen. Amen. Thank you, brother. He must suffer and die. My God, why hast thou forsaken me? This is the Old Testament. This is from the book of poetry concerning how that Christ must. He must die. He must suffer and die. Isaiah chapter 53. I was going to have someone read that. We'll omit that. Isaiah 53 talks about the suffering of Christ. How he was bruised for our iniquities. The chastisement of our peace was laid upon him. Talks about the brutality that Christ would experience for his people. In Isaiah chapter 53, verse 1 through 12, it's all one chapter, shows us he must suffer and die. He must rise from the dead the third day. Psalm 16, verse number 10. For thou wilt not leave my soul in hell or the grave, neither wilt thou suffer thine Holy One, which I believe is Jesus, to see corruption. He died, he was buried, but they came that first Sunday morning and they found the tomb empty. Because Jesus Christ had to be turned over to the Romans, he had to be turned over to those cruel hands, he had to be killed, but just as surely as he had to be turned over and he had to be killed, he had to be raised again, and they found the tomb empty. And the grave could not hold him, could not contain him. His body would not rot away. His body would not go back to the dust. He must be raised from the dead the third day. The sign of Jonah is given concerning Christ. Hosea chapter 6, verse 2 speaks about how he must be raised. He must be raised. And third of all in our text, verse 47, he must suffer and die. He must rise from the dead the third day. And he must be preached for repentance and the remission of sins. He must be preached among all the nations. And that's without exception. That's without prejudice. Beginning at Jerusalem and beginning to go around the world, eventually coming to the shores of the United States of America, he had to be preached. Remission of sins, the forgiveness of sins, repentance must be preached. In the latter part of Psalm chapter 22, speaks about that aspect of what he must go through, as well as Matthew 28, 18 through 20, Mark 16, 15 and 16. He must suffer and die. He must be raised the third day. He must be preached. That's still true today. He had to suffer and die, and he did. He had to be raised the third day, and he was. And he had to be preached. Repentance and the remission of sins had to be preached, and hopefully it is still being preached today, because Jesus must. He must do these things. And I want you to notice, in closing, thus it is written, and thus it behooved Christ to suffer and to rise from the dead the third day, that repentance and remission of sins should be preached in his name among all nations, beginning at Jerusalem. Verse 48, and ye are witnesses of these things. You look at this passage of Scripture, Luke 24, verse 4 through 9, the angels testify about these things that Jesus must do. Verse 25, 26, and 27, Christ himself testifies about these things that must be. Verse 36 through 43, his appearance to the 11, the church, testifies to these things. Verse 44 and verse 45, the scriptures testify to these things. And Jesus says to these folks in verse 48, and ye are witnesses of these things. And I want to make the application that beyond these of the immediate context, you and I are called to be witnesses of these things. We must declare, because he said it was going to be, we must declare because it's recorded in Scripture. We must declare because Christ gave us the promise of these things. We must declare that he had to suffer and die, that he did rise from the dead the third day, and that repentance and remission of sins must be preached. We must declare these things. We must be witnesses to these things. In 2025, people still need to hear from you, from me, from us, that Jesus had to suffer and die. He had to be raised from the dead the third day. Repentance and forgiveness had to be preached. Here comes Peter Cottontail, hopping down the bunny trail. We can take the truth of God's word. Man can take the truth of God's word about how he must suffer and die. He must raise from the dead the third day, that he must be preached. Repentance and remission of sins must be preached among all the people. Man can take that truth, turn it into a holiday, and totally hide the glorious truth of these things that Jesus must do. Folks, we've been to the tomb, and we found it empty. And we remember the Lord saying to us in his word, he must give himself. He must die. He must be raised. We are witnesses to these things. And we need to rejoice that these things are real to us. And we need to tell somebody about Jesus. Jesus must be delivered, crucified, and raised the third day. He must suffer and die. He must rise from the dead the third day. He must be preached for repentance and remission of sins among all the nations. And these things are musts today. When was the last time you really saw Jesus Christ crucified for your sins? Have you ever seen Jesus Christ crucified for your sins? Let's stand together.